joined by Pella head softball coach Katie Banowitz. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. A tough luck loss tonight to Indianola, stranding seven runners in a 5-3 loss, and really just one big scoring output for the Indians. Your thoughts on the game?
Overall, we kind of knew like that this was going to be a tough game from the very beginning. We didn't know that we couldn't just show up and expect to win. So overall, really proud of the fight that this team had, especially towards the end of the game. We could very easily, you know, we're down 5-1 going into the top of the seventh. We very easily could have just rolled over and just said, let's get the game over with. But really proud of our dugout, especially being able to be loud and kind of, I like to tell them to go be annoying. But I thought they did a really good job at that. And I think that kind of just festered into the success we had in that top of the seventh. We did a lot of things really, really well. We talked about before this that we were hitting hard line drives. It just happened to be right at people. And, you know, as a head coach, you can't really be upset about that. So there are a lot of good things that happened in this game, even though the end result didn't end up in our favor.
Ekhoff, seven strikeouts on the night and just continuing this run of the high volume strikeouts. Only three walks, but all three of those came around to score. And I know, you know, just seeing her over the years holds herself to a high standard, and that's tough. But what do you say to a player like that who I think pitched really well, but just kind of got burnt a little bit by those walks?
Yeah, you know, there's not really much for me to say that's not already going through her head, because that's just going to kind of reiterate things for her. So overall, I just kind of say to her, like, hey, we got to flush it and move on. We got lots of games next week where she has opportunities to redeem herself. But, you know, whatever I could say as a coach is already going through her head. So just letting her know that, like, we're proud of her and still keep attacking early in the count like she has been this week.
Riley Parks at third base has been just a brick wall. I've seen three games now from Indianola Pella, and I don't think she's let anything go by her. For her playing third base now here for her first year, what's that been like to watch, just have that defensive weapon over there right there that just seems to vacuum everything up?
Yeah, especially this week, Riley's been, she's been playing really solid, and I think she's been playing a little bit more free this week, which is something, you know, that I think that is translating to her success. So really proud and Riley and the way she's kind of embraced this role, because, I mean, coming in from the outfield to third base is kind of a big jump, especially when you're going to face teams in our conference like Indianola, Norwalk, DCG, who is just going to hit the ball really hard. I think she's just letting herself play loose. She's going to see a ball, go make a play, and she's really good about not hanging her head if she does make a mistake. She just kind of, like, makes a goofy face and kind of moves on. So I think that's been something that's been really, really good for her, is that her ability to flush things if they happen and just play a lot more free, which has led to her success at third.
It's not something I usually get a chance to ask teams I don't cover for coaches of, but second time I got a chance to see Pella, second time we're doing a post-game interview. What's changed over the last 2 to 3 weeks since last we talked? The season opener, doubleheader at home against Indianola. How do you think this team has evolved since then for the Pella Dutch?
I think one thing is that we're not really giving up on ourselves. Earlier, like last week, I would say, even maybe to the end of last week, you know, if we would have gotten down, we would have just kind of crumbled. And so we had lots of talks end of last week, beginning of this week, of like, hey, how can we, you know, prevent that from happening? Like, we still got to fight. Like, game's not over, even if they score one or two, whatever, in the first, second inning. So the girls kind of talked amongst themselves. They came up with some words and some phrases that they want to, like, live by this team. So when they look back on their high school life in 5, 10, 15 years, like, this team had a lot of blank. And one thing that all the girls did was they wrote these words on their shoes. So anytime they looked down, they saw it. You can see on my arm, I have a little tattoo. They all write on their arms. I know our second baseman, Abby Melvin, she wrote United on her arm and had everyone put their initials. So just kind of that thought of, like, we're putting that on our bodies, we're putting it on our shoes, so that way we're going to, like, eat, sleep, breathe by these words.
Final thoughts on the game here tonight. Again, well fought by both teams. I think for both teams, swinging the bat about as well as anybody in the state. We got a great defensive game overall and a 5-3 victory for Indianola.
Yeah, overall, just really nothing to hang our heads on. We came out, we kind of attacked right away. It was just a couple pitches that kind of changed the ball game. But overall, really proud of this group, especially this week. We're continuing to trend upwards, which is what we like to see at this time of year.
Thank you, Coach Banowitz, for joining us. Really appreciate it, and we'll hopefully see you later on this season.
Perfect, thank you.
All right, we'll have more after this on KNIA KRLS.